Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up with some of the most interesting and important stories you should know about. Today, U.S. Senator Dave McCormick saw how the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant and Toby Hanna Army Depot supply the U.S. military. Hear what he says about military spending. And the readers at Electric City Love Con have plenty of recommendations to share in the latest bookmarks. It's Thursday, August 21st. Let's get you up to date. First, we'll go straight to Scranton, but not to the ammunition plant just yet. Local farmers and environmentalists criticized the U.S. Department of Agriculture on Wednesday for cutting a program that funded climate change resistance projects. WVIA's Isabella Weiss reports from Scranton's Naog Park.
State Representative Kyle Donahue says Pennsylvania lawmakers need to step it up to protect the state's agricultural interests from climate change.
Farmers are on the front lines of the climate crisis. They're facing longer droughts, severe storms, unpredictable growing seasons, and rising heat that not only destroys crops and livestock, but puts farm workers' lives at risk.
He's critical of USDA for cutting its Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program in April. Funding from that program was redirected to the Advancing Markets for Producers initiative. USDA did not respond to a request for comment. And Mary Jane Zimmer says farmers see how climate change affects our food system. She runs Wild Notions Farms in Falls, Pennsylvania.
Farmers function very much as an early warning signal about climate change because we're seeing impacts to food before you're seeing things go missing at the grocery store or at the farmer's market.
The press conference was hosted by Climate Action Campaign. It's a coalition of environmental organizations. From Naog Park, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. More of that story is at WVIA.org. And now we'll talk about military spending. Three Republican lawmakers say defense spending, investment in artificial intelligence, and fossil fuels will support Pennsylvania's economic future. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, the members of Congress want to bring military, AI, and energy investments to Pennsylvania as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill.
Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says a $156.2 billion federal defense budget under President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill will benefit companies and workers in the state.
There's a defense reindustrialization going on in America, and Pennsylvania should be at the center of that reindustrialization.
Republican Congressman Scott Perry and Lloyd Smucker, together representing Dauphin, Lancaster, and York counties, are also backing increased defense spending. All three men say they also support investment in the AI arms race and in expanding energy production in the state to meet data centers' significant electricity consumption. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office projects the Big Beautiful Bill will add $3.4 trillion to national debt in the next decade due to tax cuts.
That was Jordan Wilkie reporting. And Senator McCormick visited Toby Hanna Army Depot and the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant on Wednesday. The senator said he sees Pennsylvania as a defense manufacturing powerhouse for the nation. The 155-millimeter artillery shells made at the Scranton Army Ammunition Plant are a big part of that industry.
400 jobs here. This is critical to our national security. It's critical to Pennsylvania's economy. And Pennsylvania should be at the forefront of this new money and these efforts.
The Republican visited the region's defense operations to learn more about their contribution to the national effort to rebuild the nation's military and boost military readiness. U.S. Representative Rob Bresnahan also joined the tour. We have more on this at WVIA.org. Keep listening. There's more Up to Date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to WVIA.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. Okay, now that some of the harder stuff is out of the way, how about some reading recommendations? Here's a special edition of Bookmarks. Hundreds of passionate readers descended upon the Radisson Lackawanna Station Hotel in Scranton this month for the first Electric City LoveCon. They found more than 100 romance authors waiting to sell and sign books, talk about their work, and connect with fans. Bookmarks hit the road for the first of its kind event in the Electric City to see what the crowd of readers might want to recommend.
Hi, I'm Maria from Jefferson Township, and I recommend The Nothing Man by Katherine Ryan Howard. It's a really interesting tale of a true crime survivor who wrote a book, and the book is being critiqued by the serial killer.
My name is Kristen Wallow, and I work at the Valley Community Library in Peckville. I'm the director there, and I'm at LoveCon today, and I recommend the book Love and Other Conspiracies by Mallory Marlowe. I think everyone should read this because it's a really cute rom-com about a paranormal conspiracy theorist and a web series producer who fall in love while searching for Bigfoot and other cryptids.
Hi, my name is Monica Lalonde. I'm from Pittston, PA. A book I'm going to recommend would be Mountain Boss by S.J. Tilley. It is the first in a series of mountain-themed books, so it takes place a little bit in nature. A lot of romance and spice and steam happens. The Mountain Boss is a boss and employee romance that is a quick, nice and spicy right from the beginning. You don't have a lot of wait time. So it's a really quick read for anyone who wants to read something quick and easy.
Hi, I'm Laura Fox from Central Pennsylvania. I'm here to recommend Gloves Off by Stephanie Archer. It's a hockey sports romance, enemies to lovers, hate to love, great banter, spicy, part of a series but interconnected standalones that you can read in any order. I loved the hero, he falls first, and I can't recommend it enough.
Hi, I'm Megan. I work at the Dimmock Library in Jim Thorpe, and I am recommending The Kingmaker by Kennedy Ryan because it is top-tier spice. The plot is amazing. The second book holds up. It is absolutely phenomenal. Kennedy did her homework. She is an incredible writer.
Hello, my name's Marjorie. I'm from Connecticut, and I would recommend A Touch Away by Jay because it's a very cute romance, and it's like just very sweet and has a great ending.
That's all for now from LoveCon. Big thanks to everyone who stopped by to say hello. I'll have some more recommendations from the authors next time. Then on September 13th, we'll talk about favorite books you read in school, or for school summer reading. If you want to talk about a book you loved in school, email me at sarahcinto@wvia.org with bookmarks in the subject line. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the day. Only one more day left of this week. By the way, if you're already planning for the weekend, check out the latest Eventful at WVIA.org for a few ideas. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Now, if you want to stay up to date, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday, wherever and whenever you get your favorite podcasts. Happy Friday Eve, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow.